Ugh, don't look at me like that. I swear, I'm fine. Okay, maybe not fine, fine. Just a little nauseous, but it's nothing dramatic. Hey, what are you doing? You know, you don't have to run around grabbing things like I'm on death's door. Seriously. Water? Pillows? Another blanket? You're hovering. You totally are you kidding me? You're acting like I'm about to collapse if you leave the room for like 5 seconds. But, it's sweet. Honestly, it's kind of adorable, actually. Shut up. I mean, you've always been protective, but this is like another level. What are you doing? No, don't stop tucking me in. I didn't say I didn't like it. I don't know. I just didn't think we'd ever be here. You tucking me in like I'm made of glass and me like letting you do that. It's just such a mindfuck. In a good way, I guess. I don't know why I thought this, but I thought when I told you, you would like freak out and you'd panic and push me away. But instead, you're fussing over me like this is the most natural thing in the world. It's kind of perfect. Do you ever think about it? The future, you know, like the baby? What do I mean? Like who they'll take after? If they'll have my nose, your smile, your stubbornness. God, I hope not. Or my clumsiness. What? Don't even argue with me. I am clumsy. Do you remember in 8th grade when I sprained my ankle tripping over nothing? Yeah, exactly. I keep imagining a little version of us running around, climbing all over you, asking endless questions, and you pretending to be exasperated, but secretly loving every second of it. And names. Don't tell me you haven't thought about names yet. Come on, I know you. You've got at least 3 locked in. Oh, that's the one you like? I mean, I don't hate it. But if it's a girl, I'm not letting you name her after your favorite video game character. That's where I'm drawing a hard line. What? No, I don't care if it's a classic. Nobody's naming my kid after an NPC. But this feels like really nice, right? Talking about it. Like it's not just some scary unknown anymore. Like we can actually picture a future. Yeah. You know what I keep thinking about? That night we told your mom. Oh my God, the way she looked at us like she already knew. Moms just know, don't they? You know what was so crazy is she didn't even look shocked to me. She went straight into tears and hugs. Took you long enough? That's what she said. Like we were kids finally catching up to something she'd seen all along. Oh my God, I was so nervous walking in there, you know? My hands were literally shaking. But then you squeezed mine and I thought, okay, I can do this. We can do this. And then she was just happy, genuinely happy. Like none of this was a mistake to her. Like we were always supposed to end up there. It was so nice. I think that's when it hit me that this isn't a disaster. It's not, you know, the end of everything. It's the start. And the people who matter, they'll be there for us, just like your mom. She even started rattling off baby name ideas. Do you remember? Half of them are so old-fashioned. But she was so excited. It was contagious. And it made me realize we're not in this alone. I know we've only just admitted how we feel, but it already feels different. Like the air shifted. Like all those years of being just friends were only leading us here. I don't feel alone anymore. And I need you to know, I don't expect you to be perfect. I don't expect us to have all the answers, but the fact that you want this, that you want me, it means more than I can even say. Ugh, hormones. Don't look at me like that. I'm fine. I'm just emotional lately. So, tell me, what kind of dad do you think you're going to be? The strict one? The fun one? The don't tell mom one? Yeah, I can totally see you being the don't tell mom one. Sneaking candy behind my back, staying up past bedtime because it's a special night. But you'd also be the one who shows up to everything. School plays, soccer games, piano recitals, the one waving embarrassingly from the front row. That's just who you are, reliable, steady. The safe place I've always had. And now, it's not just my safe place, it's ours. Mine, yours, and the baby's. I can't believe how much lighter I feel. A week ago, I was sick with worry, and now I'm daydreaming about baby names and imagining you embarrassing your kid at recitals. You have changed everything just by staying, by choosing me, by making this feel like the best thing that's ever happened. I love you more every second. And somehow, even though everything's about to change, I've never felt so sure of us. So, yeah. Keep hovering. Keep, I don't know, fussing. Keep bringing me water and blankets and snacks. Because if this is what life with you looks like, I think we're going to be fine.